Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is once again the crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the King of Kings himself. I am the High. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only, the man that Donald Trump all weekend has been attacking across the media.
Of course, it is Short Black in the building once again. And before you even get too completely bent out of shape, the first thing I have to do is congratulate you and me and the show, because we just passed our 4-year anniversary this past Friday, March the 15th.
Really?
Yes, March 15th,
yeah?
2015,
okay.
Was the first show that we ever did, and we've been going strong, pissing people off ever since after 200 episodes and so on and so forth. So for the one of the rare times, I will give you, tell you to take a bow, even though people can't see you do it, but do it anyway.
Well, of course I have to take a bow. I'm the outlaw, the King of Kings. I created this. I've been pissing people around the world for 4 years now already? Wow.
Yes. The show was your idea, but I'm the one that named the show, so I'll take a little bit of credit where I can get it.
Fine, you can get your 10% credit. Here you go. Well, okay. Congratulations to me and to all the listeners out there and our supporters. Thank you so much for making this happen. I'm not going to mention the names. You know who you are, guys. Thank you so much. And Sean Black, Do you still want to continue to piss people off for another 4 years, give or take?
Okay, why not? At this point, we're going to have ratings through the roof because of whoever's in office.
That's true too. We're talking about pissing people off. What is up with your boy Donald Trump this week? Donald Trump is going on a Twitter rant, targeting everybody. He cursed you out. He cursed Saturday Night Live, trying to sue them. He cursed out John McCain. What is this man doing?
I have a feeling that he feels, well, usually, here's the thing, this is the trend that I notice when we talk about the president, is that when he goes on one of his weekend tweet storms, usually something crazy is happening just around the corner. So it's usually the deflectionary period or the impetus jumping off for something else that's going to happen during the next 72 hours to the next week. The fact that he was actually triggered by a repeat from Christmas that involved him, not only is it highly hypocritical for him to dump all over Saturday Night Live, because let's be honest, he's been on Saturday Night Live before. He's hosted Saturday Night Live before. He's performed on Saturday Night Live before. He's performed in a wrestling ring. So if that doesn't tell you something is going on with this guy, to be this thin-skinned, to be this media savvy, but then turn around and the second somebody says something completely negative or in a satiristic manner, to actually have this kind of reaction, it's just absolutely insane when there are much more important things for him to be focused on, you know, like his job. Maybe try thinking about that.
And that's what I told Sean Black earlier. I'm like, isn't that focused so much on Twitter? What about running the country? Because doesn't this country have so many problems right now that he claimed that is okay? And before I give it to Lady T, I forgot to mention a couple weeks ago about Donald Trump and how he claims this country's so great, but correct me if I'm wrong, Sean Black, if there's a lot of jobs out there, hasn't a company like Payless, a clothing company, got closed down? And more companies that closed down recently, this year alone?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, if the economy is doing better, so why a lot of businesses are closed? Not mom and pop store, major businesses. Like, yes, Payless shoes suck, but they've been around for a very long time. And
yes,
all of a sudden, they're gone.
Well, I don't think it's all of a sudden. I think a lot of it is due to the fact that it's a lot of mismanaged money. Also, a lot of the laws that are in place and the deregulations of certain things have led to businesses being outsourced outside of the country. So a lot of the things that we're used to seeing that are supposed to help businesses out in this country are going to India or going to Mexico or going to other places where they're outsourcing the jobs. And it's easier on certain businesses to outsource their jobs and keep those jobs here in the United States. And what we're starting to see is that buildup of it happening. Look at what happened with Toys R Us and over the years. That Toys R Us has been around since the 40s, and that's gone. The same thing that happened with KB Toys. All of the major toy stores, that was kind of the cautionary tale to businesses, especially the brick-and-mortar, as they call them, brick-and-mortar stores, where you would go in, buy something, and then you can go home. Those kinds of businesses are starting to dwindle lower and lower and lower. Sears is gone, pretty much dead. JCPenney would probably be around the corner soon also. So it's just a matter of time as the retail apocalypse hits.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Sean Black is a 40-something years old that knows so much about toys that still play with toys. Yes, that is true. And on to late tea right now. what do you take of this Donald Trump rant over the weekend?
I mean, what do we expect? He's the first president to have been focused on Twitter. We can give him that. He's the first. You know,
well,
he might probably even own Twitter for all we know. But anyway, have you ever noticed that he always does stuff whenever there's a crisis around the world or something of the sort? It's like, come on. He doesn't want to talk about real life issues. It's like a little kid. I can't with it.
Let me take a wild guess. You're drained.
I'm beyond drained with him. It's like, why do we even talk about him? I mean, this is the norm for me with him. I'm not surprised. And then for you to attack Saturday Night Live, I'm just like, he wants to do a whole federal investigation on him for what?
Yes.
If that's the case, all the other presidents that were, you know, mocked on there should do the same thing. All the other people that they've talked about, it's comedy. Then what is he going to do, go into movies and things like that? If somebody wanted to do a documentary on him and so forth, like, give me a break. It's draining with him.
And
it's like
I
a
said,
little kid.
It's highly, highly hypocritical for him to attack Saturday Night Live when he's actually hosted the show and have performed skits on the show. So it's ridiculous. If Saturday Night Live were doing satire in a positive light with the president, you would be hearing how much praise he'd be giving NBC and how much praise he'd be giving the writers of Saturday Night Live, et cetera, et cetera. But instead, he continues to focus on these shows that he says he doesn't look at, because remember, he also went off on all of the late-night TV show hosts and called them hacks and all the other stuff, taking the focus away from where it needs to be. While we're giving, and the media has been giving credit to a lot of these things that he's been tweeting, the main thing that he's not talking about is some of the things that have happened, like what we're going to be talking about later on in the show, about the mosque.
Okay, well, with him going off on Saturday Night Live, Sean Black, I would like them to start a federal investigation with the shows that he was on first, if he wants to do that. How about we try that first?
Oh, of course.
Give me a break with his nonsense.
Before I go on to the next topic, how do you know that this is like the first time, in my opinion, I never hear so much investigation about something regarding a president or the president's cabinet? And like, everything is investigation. I'm like, okay, what are we doing wrong? What is wrong with this country? But with all the problems in this world, as we mention every week, Michigan, Flint, Michigan still doesn't have running water, but we have all the money to waste on all this investigation. And on what?
Exactly.
AKA witch hunt. But,
I think what you're starting to see is that that old expression that if you lie in a bed with dogs, you're bound to get up with fleas. And I think this is exactly what has happened with Trump and his cabinet.
And talk about Trump and his Trump supporters that, even though they don't see the evidence most of the time, when this happened, Friday, there was a terrorist attack in, of all places, New Zealand.
Yes, Christchurch, New Zealand.
Yeah, and which is like, We hear terrorist attacks in Spain, other parts of Europe, but something about this threw me off completely, like, wow. I'm like, terrorist attacks does happen anywhere at any time. But something about New Zealand, like, what? What? One of the most happiest countries in the world to have one of the biggest attacks in their country is a little, I'd like to say, a little bit odd. But can you tell us a little bit about the terrorist attacker?
The attacker, I'm only going to say this person's name once, and it'll be the last time I mention it. His name is Sean Black.
His name is Sean Black.
The alleged gunman, his name is Brenton Torrent. Basically, for whatever his reasoning is, decided because he hates Muslims and he hates immigrants, went in with a number of guns, decided to put himself on Facebook Live with the guns, getting out of a van and shooting up two mosques, killing 50 people. It's a 28-year-old guy who you would think at that age would have lots and lots to, you know, live for, et cetera, et cetera. But what ends up happening is he decided to Facebook Live his attack, go into a mosque and shoot as many Muslims as humanly possible, spewing all kinds of anti-immigrant and Muslim epithets as far as what he was saying. He also left a manifest of 80 or so pages of things that he wanted to do, of people he wanted to kill, all of these things happening left and right. And the saddest part about this is, as you just stated, Hot Rod, this is not it's shocking in the fact that it happened to New Zealand, but what's not shocking is the fact that these kinds of things continue to ramp up. And we've had many, many instances over the last few years, especially when it comes to on a racial, political slant. It's getting really, really scary out there, and it makes it worse is the fact that the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, decided, unlike in this country where we have shootings almost on a daily basis, she, as the Prime Minister of New Zealand, decided, we're going to change our gun laws. It's not going to take 30, 40, 50 years. It's going to happen within the next 10 days. Think about that.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Country unlike ours.
Yeah, but that's a very strong point, because I just read not too long ago how people, after that action took place, people turned in their guns. I mean, of course, some people say no, whatever. But some people turn in their guns. There's no problem. And look at this country for how many times on this show we cry, we bitch, we talk, we scream, we argue about gun control laws, about people, how many people dying, mass murders in this country alone. And nothing has been done yet. And it took losing one incident, one massacre, already they took a step. And we have not taken any steps throughout all the years we've been doing this, during the show. Do you find that ironic and weird about all that happening?
Not really. Isn't it in our constitutional right to bear arms? And one thing, the country really doesn't follow its constitution on all different levels, because we still wouldn't have racism. But when it comes to the constitution and the right to bear arms, you know, they always want to go back to it, but they wouldn't go back to the constitution for the other wrongs that the country is doing. So I don't understand what it is with the gun laws in the country that they won't even change it a little bit, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
After massacres happen in our country.
Well,
so, I don't know.
That's all we say that all the time. That's all we ask. Let's change the gun laws. You want to keep your guns on the stand, but do we need a semi-automatic all the time? Do we need 10 of them to quote-unquote protect your home?
A lot of this is ingrained in one, religion, because everybody feels it's a God-given right to own a gun. As we stated before, the Second Amendment protects the right to bear arms, and I've explained this many times before in the past about what the Second Amendment was there for. It should be amended to some degree, no one is saying that you should have to give up your guns, you shouldn't have the right to be able to purchase a gun legally. But the problem is, and it's not even necessarily just that, The main issue is, and you'll probably find this different in this country than any other country, is the fact that in other countries, you don't have a gun lobby that put billions and billions of dollars towards the government to keep their product in circulation. And that's part of the reason why, as you stated, people in New Zealand shortly after the tragedy were handing their guns into the police. I don't need this. I don't want this around my children. Let's take these away. There was a mass shooting in Australia a long time ago, and they had gun laws in, I think, 2 weeks after the shooting. You haven't heard about a mass shooting in Australia since, and I believe that happened like 1988. So these are the kinds of things that happen are different in other countries as opposed to our country because of the romanticization of guns in media, in music, video games and movies and television, and almost the handcuffed and blindfolded refusal of anybody in government to stand up to the NRA, the gun lobby, and any of the other places that pump money into the government to keep their product going.
Right, and that's another question I was going to ask you guys. Don't you think in America, guns equal money?
Of course.
Think about
like
it.
Said,
so
the
they're
time.
Not trying to lose any money off of their guns.
War is money. War is
mm-hmm.
great business. You know. But we have 954. You're on the line. You're on the air. Excuse me.
Everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, you know who this is. This is Big Red in the house.
Boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy? Big Red in the house. What's up, guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Oh, all right.
Hot Rod, you can sound a little bit more cheery, Hot Rod.
That's right. You need to. I'm blessing you with my voice.
Oh boy, you can bless me in other ways, but that could be for another night, another time, another place.
Could be another topic for the next show. I bet you.
Oh my goodness. Oh, so what, I heard a little bit. I just caught on like the little end of what you guys were talking about. You guys were talking about the shooting that happened in New Zealand.
Yes.
Yes, it's sad. It's crazy, but they approach it right away by telling the people to turn in their guns. While America for years and years and years. They've been fighting about gun control laws.
Right,
nothing has been done yet. So maybe
right,
what do you think about that?
That's crazy because it's just like I think it's an obsession. You know, everything with all what's going on, like I said, with a lot of social media, it's an obsession. People want to have guns because they think, you know, some people think it's cool to have a gun. Like, I gotta have one. You know, not just for the protection part of it, but they think it's cool. But you said that they had told them that people were handing in their guns, or they told them to hand in their guns after that shooting happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And most people turned their guns. I mean, of course,
most people
like, I don't know. Somebody said,
right,
I know,
of course, yeah, not everybody's going to do it. Right, because you know what, that you know, to me, that's good because that's showing awareness. They, you know, they probably didn't think about it before because maybe it was happening in other places. So now, I mean, I'm sure they have had shootings and stuff before, but not of this mass. Like, you know, I guess this is probably the biggest one they've had, you know, probably in years or a long time. So, you know, it kind of like, it probably scared a lot of people. They probably saying that, you know, we got so much going on in the world already. You know what? We need, you know, somebody got to start somewhere with it, you know?
And like Sean Black said earlier, before the guy went on his shooting rampage, he Facebooked it live. And one thing, this is what everyone, you guys, they talk about, the power of social media. Let me advertise myself becoming a killer. And like you said, try to make it look cool. I'm about to go kill some immigrants right now.
That's even more disturbing right now.
No, think about that mindset right now. And I'm about to kill some people that's taking over our country, that's taking over our jobs. Because once again, we always been talking about immigrants. Well, Trump supporters and, you know, the races. So this mindset that he's put out there, let me educate future people to do the same thing like what I just did. So the
right, exactly. Exactly.
And one thing we failed to mention, overall, he's alive.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a shocker, but he's alive. So, you know, of course,
right.
Again, if this was a black guy, would he be dead? Would he be electrocuted already? That's all
right.
But with Matt
he's
Pat,
alive, and they're also protecting his face. Don't forget, they don't want to show his face over there, even though I'm sure they probably showed his face elsewhere, but they're protecting him.
Yeah, the Prime Minister has stated that she does not want to promote anything that he has done as far as his face or any image to try it, because they don't want to have any copycats decide to come out of the woodwork and try to do something similar.
Oh, please. Okay.
Let's turn the tables around. So, K-Dog, say welcome. Let's turn the tables around. What happened if this was a Muslim person that went in that shot 50 white people? How do you think would happen to that?
He'd be dead by now. He'll be shot dead.
Heck yeah.
You know, first of all, I gotta say is that it was a very tragic event that this happened inside a place of worship, and due to someone's ignorance and hatred, that you're gonna walk into a place of worship and shoot 50 people. And I applaud the Australians for turning in their guns. I was listening to what everybody was saying earlier. Oh, by the way, good evening, everybody.
Hello.
I'm not going to say the
name. How you doing,
Kato?
Hey,
what's going on, Big Red? What's going on, Lady
what's
T?
What's up?
What's up? And
the
hot rod.
You
have
to give him a good point to say hello now. How you going to give him a good point to say hello? Does that make any sense?
This is Bizarro World today, okay?
But come on, man. Listen, look. First up, okay, now I'm going to be serious about this now. But, no, it's a shame that this happened. And I was listening to what you were saying earlier, the difference between Australia and the United States. Yeah, Australians saw that this was wrong, and they're turning in their guns. But in the United States, of course, the NRA has those in Congress in their back pockets. I mean, if they should have a gun law, it's not going to happen, because they're going to sit there and say, well, you know, the NRA is going to say, well, who's going to fund your elections? If you want to run for re-election, right? Who do you think is going to fund it? You vote against us. We're not going to fund your re-elections anymore. Oh, okay. We're not going to vote for a gun law. You know, they have them in their back pockets. Let's face it. We love our guns.
We love our guns more than we love our children. Go for it.
Exactly. That's the sad. It's sad, but it's true.
That's bad.
It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sadder. Even sadder is the fact that they will spend more time on animals. And the animals, obviously animals are defenseless, et cetera. We know that.
Exactly.
But there's more attention paid to the welfare of dogs and cats and animals in this country than what you would be hearing necessarily about children, because as we've seen in this country, when it comes to gun laws and gun safety and trying to make sure that children are safe, what we learned in Sandy Hook, what we learned last year, all of those shootings, apparently, if you're looking at the totality of what's been going on, there seems to be a lack of caring in that sense of getting something tangible done and doing it in a timely manner so that this does not happen again.
Okay. Wow. Now I want to go to the next topic, because I'm very upset about the next topic, because if I knew that my parents could have bought my way into college, I would not be in student loan debt right now, you know?
I'm very upset
by this.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, Sean Black, you want to talk about this college scandal, which I don't care about, I give the floor to you.
I think you don't care about it, because it wouldn't have helped you if you would have been able to do this. But,
exactly. So go ahead.
Basically, what we found out over the last few days was that there was a huge scandal that happened with a lot of the Ivy League schools going on. USC, even though USC is not an Ivy League school, it's a privately funded school. But we heard Brown and Yale and a lot of other Ivy League schools. We've heard that there were a lot of rich alumnus or parents that were celebrities, bankers, etc., basically bribing I forgot the man's name, but he had a company that was what they would call a backdoor company that would allow students, certain ways to pay for the SATs to be done so that they can get into school, get into the college of their choice, and basically get a free ride. And the bribery went so far as to say, we can get your child in by saying they are on an athletic team, and then even Photoshop their face on the picture of another athlete doing something when they have never even participated in any sport. And the two most prominent names that we've heard in the scandal were Felicity Huffman, who is an actress, and Lori Loughlin, who a lot of people know being Aunt Becky on Full House, spent $500,000 as far as a bribe to get her daughter into USC. And what makes the crazy part about this whole thing is her daughter actually kind of subsidized herself by being a brand ambassador and using her social media name to make money by getting subscribers to care about her life in college, which she didn't even care about in the first place. So she was making money off of, I believe, Amazon was furnishing her dorm room, and she was talking about these experiences, and I'm going to be going and doing this, and I'm going to be doing that, et cetera, et cetera. And she was making money off of that in the whole idea of saying she didn't necessarily care about college in the first place. And people that worked their behinds off to get into college, knowing you have especially minorities in this country, poor people, whatever race they are, that work to get their SAT score high, to get it into college, knowing that that would be one of the best ways to get out of the predicament that they were in, had to go against that when a system that is actually primed to help the rich with other opportunities to get into college actually had to game the system to get in. Oh, a lot of
people. So what's the problem, Kato? I'm sorry, Sean Black. What's the problem? If we knew about this for years. I'm sorry, guys. What's the problem?
Yeah, exactly. That's been happening for years.
Something. You know what?
You got generations that was doing that.
I stated this last night on the menu, as you heard, Big Red. Big Red,
yeah.
I said something yesterday, and I'm going to say it again.
So shut up and just say it.
The reason why this has been happening, let me start off by saying, this has been happening for a long, long, long time, where people are where the filthy rich are buying their children's way to an education. Now, the reason why, and I'm going to say this is, you know why this stuff came out? And I'm going to say it bluntly. Somebody came up with a few dollars short. Somebody got fed up and said,
yep,
you know what? I'm about to blow the whole damn thing up. And
yo, I would really
exactly
like to see that
happened.
Person right now. I
would
like to
that
person,
I would shake that person's head and say, thank you for exposing this scandal. Because you know what?
And
this is real.
And you
and
know, it'd be funny if it's somebody black, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny?
Yeah, somebody
you know
black is still to me.
You know what's sad about this whole thing? You have children, you have parents out there who are busting their butts for their children to get them the best education there is and to make sure that they get into the best schools, and they can barely afford it. They have to take two or three jobs for them to pay the child's tuition, or if the kid gets a scholarship, they have to keep their grades up to keep that scholarship, or if they take out a loan and when they graduate, some of them don't even get the jobs that they were looking for, and they're stuck with loans for years.
Mm-hmm.
That pushes them financially. And this right here happened. It's been happening for the longest. Again, it's about the have and the have-nots. You know? It's the have and
yep.
the have-nots. It's like this. Oh, mom and dad will pay for this school in Stanford or Yale, Brown, Harvard. You understand? Duke, Syracuse, whatever, you know, all the top schools, they're going to pay their money. And this is what happens. The rich think that they, and I'm not knocking all rich people now. Come on now. What I'm about to say is that They do think like it is what it is. And they think that they could get away with it. But this time, the cat is out the damn bag.
That's right. That cat came all the way out the bag.
They dropped
a few cats out there.
Not only is the cat out the bag, but now her mama going to jail possibly to do some office steward time. So I hope she learns what commissary is.
Yeah, she's going to do Martha. Yeah, she'll probably do Martha. She's going to make her all the money that she's going to make. They're going to make her put it into a black college. Your punishment is to put that money into a black college.
I doubt that. They probably would not be doing that. They'll probably. She didn't even want to go to school, though. She didn't even want to go. So
she
now you got to watch your
exactly
mom being slaughtered right now. It's sad.
Once she said it on her social media account, and then literally after that was floated and it was shown on the news, it was mysteriously deleted. Now, also, she had a backup YouTube channel, and she only had, I think, two or three videos and from 2 or 3 years ago. And what happened was people knew what she was doing, and they basically tore her a new one on the comment section. I can't believe you would do this, and you need to go and get a real job. You need to go and get a real education, go to community college, and then work your way so you can know what it's like to work. People in this country that know what it's like to struggle are all pissed off. And they look at the Mongo rich for saying that. And Hot Rod, you know that we know what kinds of things happen when it comes to rich people and colleges. So it's nothing new, but the fact that there's so many issues happening and this is like bubbling up with who was found and arrested and put in this thing, I think is what ticked people off because of the arrogance of the entire notion that, I didn't even want to go to college. I just want to go to Fiji and do my job there.
I'll give you that. And
guess
what? Retirement.
The degrees are...
Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
That's typical spoiled, rich, white people entitlement. They feel they're entitled to a lot of things. But... this, like we said earlier, this is nothing new in the system. These just got caught. That's why it's only news.
Yeah,
this has been going on for years.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Someone let the cat out the bag, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If most of us, I'm not saying everybody, if most people were in the same situation that had the money, you have done it too. Let's be honest. Overall, I'm not saying names. I'm not saying the people who said they know people working hard and everything. Please, if you was rich, and you know you found a way to get your kids into school easier and better, if they want to go to that school, you have done it. You will pay no matter the price. I'm sorry. I'm just being real.
Mm-hmm.
And people tell me, people on my case right now, because I told them, if my kids don't want to go to college, that's their business. I don't care. At 18, you know, they're going to do whatever they want. College has been imposed on us for many years as we was younger. You know, you got to go to college, you got to become a doctor, a lawyer, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Now, to me, college is nothing but BS to a certain degree. You know, at this point, people in debt, like Cato said, you go to school, you become debt to end up a job that you don't care for. Doesn't pay the debt back.
No, and you know what, Hot Rod, the degree, and you know what, their degrees are bought and paid for. And when they get those degrees, they get to work in high-end places. And meanwhile, like I said, there are some people out there, I'm not saying everyone goes through it, but there are some people out there who have master's degrees, and they have to take other type of jobs because they're like, damn, I can't even get anything because the first thing they say, you go to a job, you try to get a job, oh, you're overqualified. You're overqualified. But yet, someone, because of the money, mom and dad knows the who's who. Hey, give my kid a job. And sometimes these kids don't even learn well in school.
Sometimes they're paying other kids to do their homework.
And they be partying. You know, they partying. That's the ones that be partying and going to all them, getting drunk and all that other stuff. And then just like, they pay somebody like, yo, my mom's got money. Yo, let me pay them to do that.
Yeah. And this brings up also another. This brings up another thing that people didn't look at as far as colleges goes, and it's basically how we are seeing now the quote-unquote nepotism that happens when alumnuses go to college. What used to happen is anybody who went to a particular college, any prestigious college, they graduate, they go and become famous, they become a game show host, or they buy a building or whatever, and then they take that name and they donate a wing in the school to that person. What happens is that person's children basically got a free ride to go to that college and get all the perks that come along with it. And that happens to that person's children and then that person's children. And that's usually how the big name major colleges keep alumnuses piling in and keeping those names in there. And the problem is that in doing that, you're taking people who are hardworking that would actually like to go to your establishment and can't get in. And that highlights something that has been going on for so long.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Sean Black. That's life. That's tough. Suck it up. Take it or leave it. If you want me to, Sean Black, I'll go buy a toilet bowl and name it after you. So when people want to take a dump, they can think about you.
It goes to show you how often the hot rod thinks of me all the time, whether it's negative or positive. I'm always
how highly, like a toilet bowl.
Like a toilet bowl. Oh, my goodness.
I have to tell my parents some plans, you know.
Well, could have said something better, like a car, or, you know, house, man. I don't know. Toilet bowl. Take a dump on Sean Black. Just take a dump on
him. Damn, man, they think of you as a toilet bowl, man.
What's the Sean Black view? What about the SAT? That, I think, is a bigger problem.
Yes, it is.
That's a bigger problem. Not the
You know how much stress these kids go through to pass their SAT? And
oh, my God,
again,
yes.
Once again, you have the very rich who are buying their way to pass for their kids to pass the SAT.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, you have kids out there who are busting their butts night and day, studying, stressing themselves out, spending sleepless nights studying just to pass. And for them, oh, well, mom and dad got money. Oh, well, here, go ahead, pass my kid. And the kid passes and goes to a top college.
And overall, who do you really blame? The kid who's being spoiled? Listen,
the
my
parents.
Mom did this. Or you blame the parents. Okay.
The parents.
As a parent.
Yeah, the
parents.
Mm-hmm.
But as a parent, don't you want the best for your child?
Yeah, I said the same thing. I said that. I said that yesterday, too. I said that. I say, as a parent, you want the best for your child, but then it's like, I said, I had put something on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, and it's like they doing the right thing for the wrong, well, no, how I said it, doing the wrong thing for
the
right reason.
Wrong thing for the right reason, yes.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you do the wrong thing for the right reason, and it's like, okay, that's fine, you know, I want to see my kid prosper, but, you know, it's just like, it's kind of like you're hurting the child in the process, like you're hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they want to keep up with their Hollywood friends, so don't
Most
of the kids that go to school, when they go to college, one of the number one factors that they're looking at to going into college has nothing to do with their curriculum. It doesn't have anything to do with the degree. A lot of them, like the kid in the video stated, partying. That's one of the first things that pops
they
into their head.
Party.
Oh,
yeah,
how's
exactly.
How's the party atmosphere? What about the bars? What kind of nightlife is in the area?
Yeah, that's what
they're
thinking about.
That's all they're thinking about at
exactly.
19 years old. They're thinking about partying. So when they're
they're not thinking about school.
Factor, and the parents are actually kind of enabling that mindset, if you're not looking into what the priorities of that particular child is, you're actually doing that child a disservice if they have nothing else to fall back on. Because if they don't have the reason why this is working is because mom and dad have millions and millions of dollars. If this was happening and they spent that $500,000 and then they had nothing else to fall back on, and they were looking at, like, as we've heard, many African-American and Hispanic people that are going into college to play a professional sport, they go in knowing their parents don't have much money, but they're spending all of their money on their kid so that they can go pro. If they don't go pro, they basically bankrupted the family because all of the savings has been spent. Everything has been used. They have nothing to fall back on. These kids that are going in that are the parents of these stars, celebrities, et cetera, they have a windfall to fall back on. Like we've talked about Johnny Manziel and his drug problems, et cetera, et cetera. He went through college, but he also had a drinking problem. He's been screwing up in life outside of playing football. But his father is a billionaire. He made money in oil, so he's pretty much made so far. You don't have that to fall back on. Then what's going to happen?
Okay. Well, bottom line is we all can agree on this. The school system sucks, but it's not going away no time soon. It just needs to become another.
Yeah, school system does suck. It's terrible. Only in the United States, though, it's like that. I don't think it's like that anyplace else. Only in the United States that the school system is so terrible. Maybe not all over, but just that it doesn't make any sense.
It's because money proliferates everything that goes on. Everything is everything that is connected to anything, whether it's the colleges, whether it's the presidents of the college, the scholarship system, admissions, the registrar, all of that stuff is money-based. And when you have money in any equation when it comes to any function or anything that is going to work as a service, you're going to get these kinds of things because you're going to always have that parent that thinks that their children are better than someone else's child.
Mm-hmm.
And they deserve to have the best no matter what at any cost. And in our society where we're all win-win-win all the time, you say, damn everything else. My child is more important. Let me give this person the best that I can. And if I have to cheat to do it, I'm going to do it. And this is what we've been seeing
be
a lot
it.
Of.
Yep,
and I have no problem with that. But tell me about
the famous, and you know, and it's sad because once again, you're just looking out for your best interest, just to tell people, well, my kid went to this school. My kid went to that school. Oh, my child is a Harvard graduate. My child is a Stanford graduate, a Yale graduate. And meanwhile, once again, some kids would love to go to those schools, and they can't get in because it's either they don't have the money and they're struggling and they're really working hard. And meanwhile, you're rich and you get a free pass. That's not fair.
Yeah, but you just said it so they can boast and brag to their friends. How about you boast and brag? My mom about to get locked up for this shit. I'm sorry. I'm
exactly.
part of my friends.
Wow.
No,
just saying. That's part of me.
Come on,
I'm so sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
I meant to bleep that out.
But on to the next topic. I don't know why this story became so hot on social media. Well, Senator Cory Booker, which I think he's gay, is on a dating relationship.
Who are you saying? Wait, hold on. What did you say?
I think Senator Cory Booker is gay, but
wow.
Now, damn.
So that came out of left field.
Wow.
Yeah.
That came out of left field.
He's on the news, lady, because he's dating a hot. He has a hot girlfriend right now.
Yeah, he's dating Rosario Dawson right now.
Rosario Dawson,
that's what
he's dating.
Hot news. Anything, explain to me why this is hot news.
He might be possibly the president of the United States in another year.
No, he's not going to be. First, let's get this out there. I was supposed to be his first lady, not Rosario.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I was so crushed to have heard this on the news. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let me calm down. But in all seriousness, you know something? It's the timing. Remember when he said he was going to run, people were wondering, okay, how does that work without a first lady in the office? So he has to make it look like he has someone. I don't even think they're dating. I don't buy that for a hot second. I don't think he's gay, but I don't buy that for a hot second that he's dating Rosario. He did the same thing with Gail when he was running for mayor, and he got it. And Gail looked more presentable to me, you know, than Rosario. I can understand Rosario. They probably good friends or whatever. Hey, can you do
right.
me a favor?
I got
$500,000 that I can't give Tish because she don't want to take it, you know. But can you do it for me? I wasn't available. Let's just say. All right, but you know,
do that to keep up appearances.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
boy.
I mean, she's into politics also, right? I believe.
She's
yeah,
an
activist. She's into
politics.
She's
a big Bernie Sanders follower or whatever she is.
Oh. But I'm sorry, Big Red. Sandra Bucket is going nowhere becoming the president, please. It's just a waste of time.
You don't think so? I think
no,
you would.
No more black presidents.
Nope.
They did it
I
with
just
Obama
think
already.
I think there's way too many. First of all, it's way too early. There are way too many candidates right now, and nobody right now has jumped out right to be that guy. And it's usually
right. mm-hmm.
you're not going to really know who is a front runner at least until November,
next year.
December.
No, maybe there's 10. Only one.
Okay.
There's only one name that I will throw right now who will probably be the best person for the job to go to.
Who's
Joe Biden? If Joe
Biden,
that will kill everybody, and he'll be up to go against Trump. And that'd be
but
the
guess
best
what?
Chance.
They're not going to reveal that. They're not going to reveal that. And the more candidates that's out there in the circus right now is better. It's a distraction. When the seriousness can come in, would be for November. They're not ready. They're not ready. And some of these candidates, I don't even believe half of the crap they're saying. I'm sorry.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. I'm about to drop something. Now.
Oh, boy.
For this upcoming election
please
in 2020.
Please don't say you dating
remember.
Oprah. But go ahead.
Oh, hell no. Man, you better not.
Man, you might as well slap the damn paste out my mouth. But, I'm just gonna say this.
Mm-mm. You know when soldiers are going into battle, they're not gonna reveal to the enemy their battle plan. Just remember that.
Okay. On that note, talking about battle plan, I have Brother B in the house.
What's up,
greetings,
Brother B?
Salutations, everyone.
What's up,
greetings,
Brother
B?
Hey, Brother B.
All right, well, you know what? Welcome, Brother B. I saved this crazy question just for you and Big Red. So I know this question.
Yeah.
So, and we got 12 minutes left. And this
okay.
is a more. This question is based on moral decision, not the court system. Because someone asked me this question, I'm like, this sounds very interesting. If a couple have sex, and the lady is pregnant, right? And the guy, I mean, I know every situation is different. Everybody's different. But if the lady wants to keep the baby and the man does not want to keep the baby, let's say for natural reasons or whatever, but wants to pay for abortion, but a woman agreed to keep the baby, yes, we know the court system will say he has to pay child support. But morally, does the man have to pay child support for a child that he does not want?
Oh, okay.
Once again, greetings and salutations. And one thing mm-hmm. that I'm kind of not feeling is how I listened, and you guys were talking about presidential stuff, and next thing you know, the topic just switched kind of quick.
Oh, boy,
But I will say,
yes, fam.
I'm voting for Sean Black. President and Hot Rod.
Vice President. Oh, my goodness.
Vice President.
Yeah. You know why? Because, you know, saying Sean Black, he's focused, he's serious, he knows the language, but you need somebody to break up, you know, break it up. So when Sean Black is too serious, you got Hot Rod with the great
Hot
Bruce. Like, yeah, party. So it's the perfect balance. It's like the sour and the sweet.
We've become the yin and yang of the nation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It sounds like it's going to be like having Obama as president and Trump as his vice president. That's what that sounds like.
Oh,
God,
man.
Well, yeah, possibly. But to answer your question, brother, I mean, yeah, I think he should pay child support. My whole thing is just because what you don't want, that's what you don't want. But the kid didn't ask to be here. So all bets is off. You got to play fair. If it's her decision to keep it, then you need to find some way to make yourself morally obligated. Because, I mean, I remember back in the days, hey, I didn't want to eat carrots, but my father sat there and made me sit at the goddamn table until them carrots turned frozen again until I ate them. So certain life, certain persons, we just don't have.
And now,
don't
be because either like,
oh, man.
You know?
That's an interesting segue. Eating carrots to child support. I never thought of that.
I mean, listen. I've been paying for so long. I gotta put a twist on it. Gotta look good. But you know what? My thing is, it doesn't. Listen, me personally, I feel every man who has a child, whether they choose to be a part of their life or they choose not to, if a disagreement arises between the male and the female, both parents, then of course everybody's on the hook. The mother and the father's on the hook. Everybody got responsibilities. If you choose not to do that, then that's on you. See, this is why the court system steps in, because they say, hey, this is what we're going to do because you guys can't come to the decision or you just don't want to do it. So this is what we're going to do. But if more men stepped up and said, listen, hey, okay, I respect your decision. However, I really am not ready to be a father at this time. But, you know, monetarily, if you need my help because I know that, you know, that the child is part of me, then, you know, I'll do what I need to do. And that's just that. That's grown. But everybody ain't that grown.
Grown, nope. But is it acceptable? Is
that's
that
right.
Acceptable by some females? That's a bigger question.
Well,
is it what?
Well, that's another tote. That's another book.
Oh, okay.
In another library.
Go ahead.
Some females may find it. Some females that are about money may find it, okay, cool. But then you have other women out there who are like, hey, okay, I don't need your money. I would prefer our child to have a father.
A father.
That, you know, that like your biological father. Like I said, it you know, individual results may vary.
Right.
But
it
sure,
varies. It depends.
Yeah, but I'm sure that, but like I said, you got women on both sides of the fence, and you got dudes on both sides of the fence too. So, you know, it's going to be what it is. But for the most part, we know off the bat, the child didn't ask for it.
Well, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think now you're saying because a child that he didn't want.
Turn them headphones again.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, for Christmas. For Christmas, we're
again, my
headphones.
How that happened?
What? Hey, turn those headphones up.
I did turn my headphones up. Y'all, oh my God.
Turn them headphones up.
I thought y'all was hearing me.
We can hear you now.
Okay, hello?
Yeah. Turn them headphones
we can hear
up.
Is that now?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah, turn them headphones
okay,
up.
Okay, so
them
you're saying.
Up?
Yeah, they up. So you trying to. Okay, so you're saying that. If the man didn't want the child, should he pay child support for a child that he didn't want?
Yes, because someone put that question up to me. I'm like, go ahead.
Right now, did this man have sexual relations with the woman, or she stepped out on him? Because I think I heard
sexual
you say
relationship.
That.
Yes, they had a relationship.
Oh, okay,
but
they
not
have
a long...
okay, so they just have a sexual relationship.
Yes.
Okay, so they have a sexual relationship. They're not married. They're not. Boyfriend
no.
and girlfriend. So she gets
yeah.
pregnant. He tells her that he wants to. He tells her to have. He tells her to have an abortion, or she.
She asks her, "Can you have an abortion?"
Okay.
I'm not
he
ready
asked her to have an
I'm
abortion. She said, "Right." She said, "No." She gonna keep the baby, and you okay? Yeah, he should, because guess what? That's what a sexuationship is. Guess what? Now you're in a relationship. Listen, you didn't listen. Listen. It takes two people to have a baby, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could,
that's
or
you
could be a test tube. Or you could be a test tube,
time
baby.
I
you
said
never
that
know.
I was done right. So, huh?
Or you could be a test tube, baby. You never know, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, test tube, baby. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, he should pay child support. Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he? He had sex with her. They was in a sexuationship. Now, how they decide to deal with each other after this child is different, but you know what? The child, once again, as Brother B said, child didn't ask to be here. So, yes, I think he should be paying child support, even though he may not have wanted the child. But you know what? You should have thought about that 9 months ago.
You know what? All right, check this out. You know, this system has villainized child support.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't really sit there that, you know, men of old days, but, you know, some will say different, had too many issues with supporting their children. But I think the system came in, took it over, and started to be unfair on either side, because there's women that pay child support. And I've spoken with women that pay child support, and they hurting too. So I think the system has come in and kind of, like, really perverted it and just screwed it up for everybody.
Anything to add on?
I don't know so much so the system, but it's very possible with that as well. But what I want to say is condoms don't exist no more.
Nope.
Because, I mean, you want to be in a situationship at the same time. I mean, we don't know what this guy was telling her. Also, he might have wanted something then, but still, it's like, come on, we also have choices too. I mean,
you know why they you know why they don't use condoms? Because it's that morning, that Plan B.
All right, but then they need to know that Plan B might not work, and we might have a Plan C, which is a child.
Listen, all I keep hearing is he. Listen, women make choices too.
He and she. The question was based on a man, right? Well, I'm talking about him with his right. It was based on a man. I'm not, you know, trashing guys and saying it's guys, because women too are responsible with certain things. And then you want to say, oh my God, I missed my period. Okay, but we're talking about the guy not wanting it. You know, he should have known this also at that time, is what I'm saying. I'm not putting the responsibility on him, just him, as far as with the situationship. Because
you and Red get together, and it's a wrap. You and Red get together, and y'all get the Bam Bam Bigelow on.
Oh, here we go. But no, saying whatever about the guy, by no means.
Yeah, but see, even the females, just like you said, the females thinking that way also, because they figure, oh, there's the Plan B out there, you know. All I got to do, you know, he don't have to use no condom. All I got to do is go get me two pills, take them 2 days, bam, I'm good.
But it doesn't always work like that, and that's why they pop up pregnant most of the time. Plan B is making money, because they not really, it's not really doing much of anything other than popping out baby. But, okay, maybe the B in Plan B is for baby.
Exactly.
That's a good one. Plan baby.
Yep.
That's Sean Black, what else you like to add on? 2 minutes left.
The only thing that I will say is that there are consequences to having sex.
Exactly.
One of those consequences is that there's always a possibility.
How do you know you don't have sex? How do you know you don't have sex? How do you know that?
I'm not the one that still has. Well, you know, I'll just.
Okay.
Yes, stop right there, John Black. Don't even say it, because I already knew what
you
were going to say.
You know what it is, man?
Because I can't.
Oh, boy.
But in any way, the consequences to having sex is that situation that you may have to discuss with the other person. And if you're not prepared for it, both either mentally and i.e. financially, and you're trying to get that situation taken care of, there's no guarantee that if you suggest, well, why don't we have an abortion, that the other person is going to be on board. And if the other person is saying, well, you know, I'm pregnant, even though it's just a fling, something just happened, I'm pregnant, I want to keep the child, that's on the person, Gus. But if it's a moral situation, then that's going to be on what you consider being moral. If your morals tell you, I need to take care of what I did and what I either made a mistake or I did this or I did that, that's what you should do. If you both want to just cut bait and walk, and she wants to just get, I don't need you, she walks, he can walk, and that's it. That's good also. But as a moral situation, you got to know exactly what you're getting into, because that's what can happen.
Okay,
what Hot Rod could have done, you should have had that song by Vesta playing, like, as you in and out, Thanks for My Child, at boom.
Thanks for my child. Oh, God. Well, Lady T, Big Red, Brother B, K-Dog, Sean, thanks so much.
Oh, man.
Oh, Big Red,
another one
please send me your, Big Red, send me your address so I can mail you some earphones. I'll be happy to buy you one. You
know,
one
damn.
That can work for you.
Turn them headphones up.
Y'all
turn
leave
them headphones
me
up.
Leave me
up.
I'm just being a friend. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. Have a good night. And as always,
the pleasure was all yours.
Later, guys.
Come on, Big Red.
Later.
What do you want? Some beef? Big Red, want some beef? I got you some beef, okay, Big Red?
Yeah, leave me alone.
You're crazy.
Later. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, man.